This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well, so feel free to Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Will.
And Mark.
Will Coley joining us from Muslims for Liberty. Muslims, the number 4, liberty.org. The fundraiser, which we'll get an update on here in a little bit. It's getting close to its matching goal, which is very exciting. We'll let you know about what's going on with that and what it's all about. Maybe you're brand new to the show and you have no idea what fundraiser we're talking about. We'll tell you about that coming up here in moments. And, Mark, you've got a story in relation to, you know, the big news of the week so far, this mad shooter in Vegas on, what was it, Sunday night, I think it was, where, you know, this killer, alleged killer, who has now allegedly killed himself, had shot apparently 59 or so people to death, and another several hundred, like 500, were injured. I don't know if that means they were all shot or, like, trampled or both or what. But
right, it's got 58 people dead, over 500 wounded. Yep.
Yeah, pretty serious mass killing. In fact, the most mass killing of all of American history, if you exclude government killings from the list.
Those would be important, yeah.
So, who is this guy? I mean,
he's writing for The Intercept. I've never heard of Sean King. Maybe I have. Maybe I recognize
him. No, I mean the killer.
Sean King's super Black Lives Matter guy.
Okay.
Like everything is about race to Sean King.
This certainly is.
He's a white guy. He's white, and he's, what's her name? You know, the chick from the NCAA who's white and pretends to be, that got fired? Sean King is a guy that somehow has become accepted for being a not real black guy, but because
he doesn't look like a real black guy to me.
No, he's not black. He represents himself as black and then makes a race issue of literally everything.
Well, I don't know what he represents himself as, nor do I particularly care. I believe that if somebody wishes to represent, I don't care if you want to represent yourself as the lollipop king. It doesn't matter to me. However, your reasoning is really important to me.
I'm a purple pansexual penguin from Peru.
at least you're alliterative. Sean here is from The Intercept. And mind you, I like The Intercept.
Yeah, they do great reporting.
But it's been knocked down a peg in my mind from this.
Okay.
So he goes on. He basically talks about this guy, 64-year-old Stephen Paddock of Mesquite, Nevada.
Alleged killer.
Yep. 32. He's not going to get a trial, Ian.
No, he's not.
So he's the killer. All right? You can just go ahead and drop alleged.
Well, okay.
32 floors above the Mandalay
Bay.
Hasn't
been proven yet, but, you know, there's a good chance that
it's not going to be.
Yeah.
It's never going to be proven because there's not going to be a trial.
That's true.
So he's the killer.
I mean, they could prove it by showing video of him shooting people.
That wouldn't be proof, would it?
Sure it would. If you got video of him shooting out a
window,
that's proof.
They're not going to have a trial. All right.
But they have that video. You heard that he's got cameras that he set up, right?
I think the word alleged comes from, it's got a word that sounds like legal in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So he will never legally be proven as the killer. So I'm not sure that the term
alleged is appropriate. You mean that he won't be found guilty by a jury?
That's correct.
But there still is a possibility you could prove he was the killer, right? By showing video of him doing the killing.
The facts that they presented at this point is that he had like a dozen guns and thousands of rounds on the 32nd floor, he shot himself to death.
It was probably him.
It seems pretty damning to me.
But we don't really have any proof yet.
He says, John says, no expensive wall along the Mexican border would have prevented this. No Muslim ban stopping immigrants and refugees from a randomly selected countries from reaching our shores. It wasn't a randomly selected countries, mind you.
I heard, speaking of things that wouldn't have stopped this, I heard some reporter on the news this morning when I was getting up just incredulously asking an agent from the ATF, why didn't you know about this? Why didn't you know this man had bought 33 guns in the last year or something like that? I think there was a tremendous dozens of guns that he had purchased in just, you know, the last 12 months or so. And the ATF's agent's response was, well, we're not obligated. You know, the Congress hasn't passed a law that forces us to do these things, so it's, you know, it's not our job. As though if they had known that he had purchased 33 guns, that would have done anything at all. What would they have done? Sent an agent out and been like, sir, did you buy these guns?
Waco. That's what happens when the ATF finds out that you've bought more guns than what they want you to have. Waco.
Is that what happened
happens.
There?
Yeah, well, that's what happened with Waco, Texas.
I thought he had some guns they wasn't supposed to have.
Right. I believe at least one of these weapons was full auto, was a full auto saw.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of guns. Yeah. Sure. He had a bump fire rifle.
Yeah.
But, clearly this guy intended to do harm.
Yeah. And he planned this out.
You know, Vegas might be the best place in America to get a full auto rifle. You're pretty close to the border.
How do you get a saw rifle into a big name Vegas casino and then all the way to the 32nd? I mean,
these are good questions.
We've been to Vegas. You and I have both. We've been to events together in Vegas.
But we brought cases into Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, I've brought big suitcases type things into Vegas, and nobody asks me, hey, can I go through your sound equipment to make sure there's not a saw in there? Or, you know,
how big is a saw? I'm not familiar with this gun.
It's a good
substantial.
Okay, this is a what do they call that? A support,
Support fire.
Portable machine gun. These things, 300 rounds, you know, I mean, they're laying down lead.
They're not meant to be shoulder fired.
Oh, one of those. The M249 Squad Automatic Weapon.
Oh, they're meant to be shoulder fired. Well, not shoulder fired. They're sort of rest on your hip.
Yeah. They're not meant to be like fired like a regular gun. Most people fire them from the prone position, laying on the ground
with
them on a tripod.
Yeah.
If your squad's moving, you got to support your squad.
But a person my size wouldn't be able to hip fire a saw gun. It's as big, it weighs almost as much as I do.
Okay, well, what I know about it is from video games, the guys in the video games are darn sure carrying the darn thing.
Yeah.
So if you've got more information than I got, you're certainly welcome to call in with it.
There's a reason why Animal Mother is the one that carries one in Full Metal Jacket and not Joker. Okay.
The length of the saw, according to Wikipedia, is only 40 inches. I mean, so it's not like he would have to carry it in parts or anything like that. Just put it in a case and walk it in the hotel.
Yeah.
There's thousands of people walking in that door every single, hour.
I think it is possible to get this kind of equipment up up without any problem.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
If you had this, say, in a van, and you're a local, so you're parked in the parking garage, then you go down, you get some stuff, you come up, you deliver the stuff. You go down, you get some stuff, you come up, you deliver the stuff. If you've got all day, yeah, absolutely. You can get dozens of rifles into a hotel room with, thousands of rounds of ammo.
How long was he checked into the hotel?
I don't have that information.
Yeah.
It's not in this story, and I haven't seen that information.
I suspect he was there for longer than a day, but,
Could be that he has plenty of time to do it. I'm sure they'll be watching the video now, but they're not looking for that stuff. They're looking for somebody who's cheating at blackjack.
Right. I mean, you got people coming in and out of this hotel all day long with big, big pieces of luggage. I mean, it's not going to look unusual.
They're effectively malls. I mean, these things are huge, and you could come in different doors. Not that I think you necessarily would need to. I'm pretty sure I could unload a U-Haul's worth of rifles prior to this incident into a hotel room through the same door on the same day.
Also, it's
without
not
receiving
illegal,
one right? talking to.
If they're your legal guns, unless the hotel has a prohibition on guns, then it's not a violation of the hotel's rules to bring your guns into your hotel room. I mean, how many times do people go to gun conventions out in Vegas?
I don't know that you're... Are you allowed to carry a firearm in a casino hotel in Vegas?
I couldn't answer, but if you're carrying it in a case...
Well, if you're not in the casino part of the hotel...
You've got to walk to the casino to get to the hotel.
Yeah, you have to walk through most of the big hotel casinos like that. You have to walk through the casino to get to your room.
But they have these gun conventions, so you'd have to be able to have a gun, at least some.
I mean, I presume they have gun conventions in Las Vegas. Nevada is one of the more gun-friendly states, isn't it?
Yes.
It is, yeah.
One of the selling points of Vegas is you can go there and shoot a fully automatic weapon
at
one of their places. places, you know, like they've got these places. I've never done it because it just doesn't seem exciting to me particularly.
Expensive, too.
It sounds expensive, yeah.
All right, we're going to come back with your calls and thoughts. They're welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Plus, you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
So what happened with Law and Vengeance was we had a case that came in that we actually handled for a couple of years, where we had a weapons manufacturer that had created a defective gun sight. But they sold a ton of them to the military and to police organizations all over the country. There is a good side and a bad side where it comes to the way that corporate America operates, and that somewhere in there we have regulators and we have government entities that are making sure they play by the rules, but most of the time they aren't playing by the rules, and we don't have the Department of Justice forcing them to play by the rules.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold. Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Patsies, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people like you manage your own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy, fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Phones are loaded up for a weeknight episode of Free Talk Live. People want to talk about the shooter in Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Vegas. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. I know, Mark, you were this Intercept article you have was driving at some sort of racial point, and hopefully we'll get around to that, but people want to talk about guns and hotels and shooters, so let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. First up, Neil is in Golden Shores listening to K-Talks in Arizona. Hello, Neil.
Yeah, guys, you were talking about how would he get them in there. The regular Colt manufactured M16 fully automatic machine gun, you can break that down into pieces small enough that you could fit into the average woman's overnight bag. I mean, and it doesn't take any tools to take it apart or put it back together. Everything just snaps apart and snaps back together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a possibility, but I don't think there'd be any problem with him just carrying guns in cases. I mean, I don't think that would raise any suspicion whatsoever.
Actually, I do.
Really?
I'm looking at the policies for the Mandalay Bay Hotel right now.
Mm-hmm.
It says right here, rule number 5, weapons of any type, guns, knives, nightsticks, mace, pepper spray, stun guns, etc., are strictly prohibited on Mandalay Bay property.
Whoops, I violated that rule.
Federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies may carry weapons on Mandalay property in the performance of their official duties.
Huh.
These agencies must contact Mandalay Bay Security Management, however, prior to arriving on the property. So having guns in that hotel is a violation of that hotel's policies.
Okay.
So that would have been something security would have been like...
They could have picked up on it.
You're not supposed to have that here.
They'd walk through with a,
assuming...
It's not a criminal offense, but it is a violation of the property's rules, and the security specifically would be watching for people that have those things.
Well, right. It presumes that they were watching for people, and also presumes the security would be willing to come up to a hotel guest and demand to see inside a case. I mean, because there's no guarantee what's in that case, right? Like, you know, could be a guitar or something like that, right? Like,
but people are outraged that somebody was able to get this many guns and that many bullets up to a hotel room.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to say, I don't think that it is reasonable to presume that an individual, security, human beings were acting as security, would be able to ferret this out with all the people that walk in and out of the Mandalay Bay on a regular basis, on, you know, throughout a day, that this guy just wouldn't be, the 64, 68-year-old white guy at 6'1" tall is just, with a suitcase in his hand, is just not going to be interesting.
It wouldn't be that hard to do, guys, especially since suitcases are on wheels these days. He could have had 200 pounds of ammo pulling it on wheels, and you wouldn't have been able to tell what he had.
Yeah,
right.
You're not going through x-rays. Hey, thanks for the call, Neil. I appreciate your info tonight. The toll-free number.
It could just as easily be a soundboard with a bunch of propaganda equipment in it. You know how I know? Because that's what I do on a regular basis when I go to Vegas.
Well, our cases aren't as long as
it doesn't have to be a full... The man just told you.
Yeah, you can break the guns down.
Many of these guns break down.
But I suspect that even if he walked in with a case, it probably wouldn't have set off any, you know.
Yeah. Right. Well, you saw that huge case I had in Vegas last year. That thing was big enough you could fit 2 children in it.
Right. I mean, you know, and the
kind of... my kids get in it all the time.
As long as you didn't have a case that looked like, you know, glaringly like, this is a rifle.
Right.
Then you're going to be just fine.
Right. Because hotel security is going to err on the side of leaving a guest alone, right?
Yeah.
Unless the guest walks in, like you're saying, with an obvious gun in the open, maybe open carrying or strapped to his back or something like that, that's going to attract attention. But otherwise, hotels want to make sure their guests are happy, so they're not going to come and, like, hassle somebody just because he has a suspicious-looking case.
Have you ever seen the 32 suspicious-looking cases?
I mean, but you would carry him at once.
Take?
Right, how
yeah,
many trips did it take?
It doesn't matter because he looks, he's ordinary-looking.
Yeah, sure. He looks like he belongs there.
The bag that, like, you
My wife couldn't carry all that those cases into a hotel, though.
No, but she dresses like a Muslim
lady. Yeah. They'd have stopped her after the fourth suitcase. You got in there. What are you doing?
The cases that you carry, the old cases that you carry rifles in, you know, that they're soft-sided. They look like a long triangle. They just sort of say, I'm a gun. You know, and those things would likely have been seen, but when you're talking about these sort of elongated suitcases that now rifles come in, figure that out.
Let's go to Ken. He's in Arizona, also listening to K-Talks. Hey, Ken.
Hi. I spent 30 years in the casinos, the most interesting of which were in Winnemucca, Nevada. Every year around in the fall, around hunting season, the place would fill up from people from all over the country would come there to go hunting in the Winnemucca, Elko area. The casinos in Elko were the same way. And doctors and lawyers would fly in on their private planes. They would bring all their long guns with them and their shotguns and sidearms.
Anything they can to listen to Bing Crosby.
Now, what was the hotel policy where you worked about guns? Did they allow them?
Yeah, the lobby was full of people checking their guns in at the hotel desk. They checked their guns in there, and then they went to their rooms. Mm. They could take their guns to their rooms if they wanted to, but they checked them at the desk because it was more secure.
Okay.
The real reason they came there wasn't for the hunting, though. We had 5 brothels in town, not far from the casinos. And
okay.
That was the reason that they'd come to the tables and ask us which ones were the best ones to go to, and we would tell them. And then the brothel operators would come back and give us some money later on.
That sounds pretty sweet.
They preferred, if you were going to carry in the casino, to carry it concealed.
Mm-hmm.
We had one poker dealer that used to carry concealed all the time, and I don't even know if it was legal, but that was what he did, and he worked there longer than I was old at the time, and he was a real old-timer. But, if you were going to carry in the casinos, they preferred that you carried them concealed.
Yeah, I think most people just are, you know, sort of put out when they see an open-carried sidearm. It's a little more common up here in New Hampshire and maybe out in Arizona, but...
I've had compliments when I do it. In New Hampshire. Hey, thanks, Ken, for the call tonight. I appreciate your expertise on that and experience. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can bring up anything you want, whether it's about the horrific shooting over the weekend, the shooter himself. Maybe you've got some more information that that we don't have. You're welcome to share it with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. More on this opinion piece coming up as well from The Intercept, and you can bring up anything you want. Plus, if we get a chance, we'll talk about the latest out of Spain and secession.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight is Ian,
Will,
and Mark.
And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts coming up here. Folks definitely want to talk about the shooting in Vegas, and we got more to say about that as well on the way on Free Talk Live.
You know what people who've just had a burglary or armed home invasion wish that they'd done? They wish they'd installed a security system with cameras. And you can prevent yourself wishing that you had done that. You can be the wise individual if something like that happens, or maybe you can prevent it with a Blink home security system. It is got to be the most simple system out there to use. I got it delivered right to my door, downloaded the app, it walked me right through the easy setup. I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, and I can check it when I want to on my phone. So, I mean, I can turn on any one of these cameras right now if that's what I wanted to do. And we've got a great deal for you. You can get three Blink cams, that's more than I got, for what the other guys charge for one, plus an extra 10% off. You can, by the way, buy more cams if you have like some giant abode or something like that. But you can get an extra 10% off of everything by simply going to blinkprotect.com/FTL. /FTL is going to save you that 10%. blinkprotect.com/FTL. And this is the kind of thing you can be kicking yourself about later, or you can plan ahead. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right. We're going back to your calls and thoughts. Amp Lines, where Venkman is on the line in Phoenix. Go ahead, Venkman.
Good evening, gentlemen. I was just calling regarding the Vegas shooting and the hotel's response. So this may have changed, but it's my understanding that they were originally able to identify what room the gentleman was in based on the smoke that was generated from the gun.
I bet it was quite a bit. It's got to be substantial.
Certainly. But I wonder, you know, I think Hollywood has kind of made us believe that casinos are these big organizations with heavy security, they'll break your kneecaps kind of thing. I feel like this particular incident was kind of interesting to see the casino's response, or what I would say maybe a lack of response. You know, when the police, they always say police, when minutes count, when seconds count, they're minutes away, and that was certainly the case here. And my understanding is the gentleman stopped firing and ultimately ended his life because of the first security guard that had approached the room. I believe he was shot, actually. I don't know if he was deceased or not. But I just wonder if the casino had the complete capability to, you know, have whatever arsenal was required to defend their property and their clients, what would this situation have been like? Would it have been shut down much sooner? I feel like maybe their hands were a little bit tied and they were completely reliant on the government forces to take care of everything.
I'm not sure that they are. I think that it, correct me if I'm wrong here, but since guns are legal, Mandalay Bay could arm their security force, and they do have security forces. I mean, these places have them. They could arm their security forces quite well. They could train a little elite squad of mall cops, and then they, could have taken this out on their own if that's what they wanted to do. But they're like 90%, 80%. 85% of Americans who are like, the public school's good enough, and we got to pay for it anyway, so we might as well just rely on that.
You mean the police in this case?
Right. The police are the public security option. Yeah. We know that they're not that they aren't as reliable as private security, because private security works for you. They're also liable for work that they do for you. So if they do something poorly, then their insurance company has to cough up. Whereas police over and over again have been shown that they don't have to do that, and that has results in the marketplace and whatever it might be. And I mean, people know what the government the public option results in. We can see what happens with public school. The worst grade at the worst school in a given geographic area is almost inevitably the government school, or a school that receives government funding.
I would certainly agree. And the only thing I would challenge you with that on, Mark, is do you think the casino has the ability to have the weapons of their choosing, the same exact weapons that the police and the military have? I would guess the answer is probably no, but in fairness, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so you can't have the three-shot, because if you sent your best elite squad in there, in all likelihood, they're not going to want automatic weapons. They're going to want a three-round burst, right? That's what they're going to look for. But, you can do darned well with a simple, semi-automatic rifle. A small crew of well-trained guys with semi-automatic rifles is going to take out a squad of dudes with fully automatic rifles that aren't well-trained.
Right. Completely agree.
In this case,
you, gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bankman. In this case, I did hear on the news today that he had ostensibly set up multiple cams in the room and outside of the room. So apparently he allegedly had a feed that was running, because we were wondering, why couldn't somebody just sneak up behind him? Well, apparently he had like a cam, like, I don't know if it was a GoPro or whatever it was, Blink Home Security or something.
I sincerely hope not.
Had it on like a drink cart or some sort of cart that was outside of the room, so he was monitoring the hallway to see if when the security or police would try to approach. And as the caller pointed out, he might have actually opened fire on one of them, but then ultimately ended his own life, apparently, is what we have been told. And there are pictures that have hit the internet that show show his remains. So you can share your thoughts. Your calls are welcome here. Our toll-free number is 855-450, free like freedom. Let's go to Patrick. He's a cop in Bullhead City, Arizona. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys, I can tell you exactly how he brought everything in.
All right.
If the guy was spending that much money, he was considered a whale. The concierge know before he gets there. They make the reservations, arrangements, and everything else. He came right through. They loaded up everything on one of those big carts and brought it up to his room. No questions, no nothing, because they were after his money.
You think they helped him? You think the hotel staff?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think he'd have the cojones to do it.
Why not?
Security. I can tell you exactly. I've worked in the field long enough, and I've actually worked in casino security. The only thing they're concerned about is protecting their money downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the situations of rooms, a fire alarm goes off, ha-ha, you've been coming, you were smoking in your room, we're going to, you know, you're going to have to stop that, you set off our alarm, whatever, but the fact is that most of these casinos don't run with as much security as you would think. They really don't. And the sad part is they're more interested. I guarantee it, there were more police down watching the cage than anything else, or more security downstairs, or walking up in hard count or soft count, wherever they store there. They were more interested in protecting that at that time. That is their main job. And I'm certain that that one officer or that one security guard that got shot, you know, he probably didn't follow his boss's direction and thought that he'd just go up there and, you know, find out because he was concerned, which is sad because technically it's sad because he was trying to do the right thing. But, you know,
he goes unpunished.
And if this, you know, like I say, guys, think this is Vegas, okay? I live right next to Clark County. I mean, mm-hmm. we're on the border. We're on the edge of the bridge that comes over to Arizona.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you right now, from my experience, without breaking protocol, I can tell you right now that night they were concerned about the floor because of the concert out front, bringing in business and drunks. And when they got caught so far off guard that I wonder how long that fire alarm was going off before they really responded.
Patrick, thank you for the expertise tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Patrick's saying that he thinks hotel security or the, you know, bellhop or whoever actually helped them up to the room with the cases. So, you know, kind of backing up what I was saying, they want to be good for the customers. They want to help their customers out. They don't want to be suspicious towards what they're bringing in. There's more coming up here. Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And, Mark, we're doing a walk for cancer thing.
Right.
Tell me about that.
All you have to do is go to walk.freetalklive.com, sign up to support us. We're walking for St. Jude, which is a children's cancer research hospital, if you're not familiar with it. If you are familiar with it, yep, we're walking for St. Jude. And it is a great organization. Very happy to have this opportunity. It was set up by a listener who is matching, I believe, every donation that goes through walk.freetalklive.com. And just, we're going to make that 5K walk. You, me, Daryl, and my family. It's going to be a nice time, and I'm glad to support St. Jude because I'm grateful my child is healthy. I feel terrible for those families who have to deal with childhood cancer, and St. Jude makes it so they don't have to pay a penny. Walk.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your calls, and then Will's going to update us on some breaking news or something you just learned about the shooter, which you may very well be interested, listener, in knowing about. But first, Dave Ridley is on the line with us on Skype. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I have an update for you. I guess there's a kind of a bump in activity in New Hampshire in the north country, which people have been wanting to sort of get active in for a long time, but it finally seems to be happening.
Well, tell me about the activity, because I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, you're familiar with Gilletta Jarvis. I think you know her. She's the Libertarian candidate for governor.
That's correct.
In 2018, yeah.
she has posted a message indicating that there is a business under attack in the north. I guess it was, it sounded like it was created by a free stater. And when I heard about this, I thought it was a certain business that I'd already been sort of familiar with, but it was actually a different one. So apparently there are two in Berlin. And the, I guess she is calling for, she's requesting assistance in creating a video to sort of present the business in a positive light because it was the target of some negative publicity. However, I'm not real clear on, I couldn't find the negative publicity, so I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but it sounds, you know, she's got a flurry of responses and it sounds like something's going to happen up there.
So, some of the responses I saw to this are from people in the North Country who have responded to say they are not willing to help this person because this person who, not Giletta, but the person she's been posting on behalf of, that this person has ostensibly burned all kinds of bridges up there and that there's a reason why that person is under attack.
Now, is this the same? There was a different person you were talking about a couple of weeks ago in the North Country who was running a store that was under attack. Is this a completely different group under attack? Or
as I understand it, this is a different group because what you're referring to was the old Free Stater-run gas station, which accepted Bitcoin for gasoline and other products and had all kinds of libertarian propaganda on the walls up there. That gentleman has closed his gas station, and it is up for sale after the state came down pretty hard on him, pretty relentlessly, and he just wasn't able to, keep the fight going. Apparently, there was some, I guess, difficulties that he'd had also with some of the people living up in the North Country, so they weren't helping him, and he never asked.
He just didn't want to help anybody there.
He just didn't ask anybody else for help outside of the North Country and ended up just closing his business. This, I believe, is a different person, and I even read something claiming that this person may not be a Free State Project participant, but may be using that that label in, I don't know. I don't know what all the details are, but it sounds dramatic. It sounds like people not getting along with one another, and that may be why this person has, asked for help from outside of the North Country, because he or she may have burned all of their bridges there. That's the impression that I got. So I wouldn't really call this any action. This sounds like drama to me.
Right.
This is the third business we're talking about in the North Country by liberty activists?
The third
business?
There's
another one that I haven't even brought up yet, and I don't think they're in any trouble. But
yeah, there's a vape shop up there that's run by Free Stater as well, and they seem to be doing fine.
Geez, I think there's also like a bar or a tavern or something. There's all kinds of stuff going on up there that we're not.
Yeah, unfortunately, the North Country, like most of the rest of the state of New Hampshire, is, there are activists there who are doing things ostensibly, but nobody publicizes it. So, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around to see it or hear it, did it actually, make a noise? Unfortunately, one of the biggest critiques that I've had of this movement here is that nobody wants to talk about the activism they're doing publicly. And so, we only get to promote, you and I, Dave, who are two of the only people who are doing relatively regular reports out of New Hampshire. We can only report what makes noise, and if people aren't making noise about their activism, then, it's not to say it's not happening. It is happening, but they want it to be a secret. So, it's frustrating because there's a lot of good stuff happening.
I love the North Country. I mean,
it's beautiful.
Our experience up there this summer with some of the activists, I mean, we got... Basically, I mean, you heard, we basically got stranded here. We got ripped off by a venue runner. I mean, we had a lot of really bad experiences from non-Free Staters. And then the efforts of local Free Staters and the welcoming and the great hospitality and all that kind of stuff is part of what inspired us to go ahead and make this move this year, was the just amazing experience we got hanging out with Liberty folks up there, in Berlin specifically.
Berlin,
whatever. Berlin.
Everything in New Hampshire, and probably this applies to everything in New England, you put the emphasis on that first syllable.
So just like Croatian. Yeah, but it's really good to have you here, Will, by the way.
Well, it's good to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have him here. So I don't know. I don't know enough about this new situation that you're describing, Dave, to really say anything specific about it. All of the the chatter on this subject has seemed to have left, or at least what I've read, which hasn't been everything because I don't spend a whole lot of time reading Facebook posts these days, but the chatter that I did read, everybody was sort of talking around naming the business and naming the person in question. So, like, there was all this chatter about whether this person's a bad person or not, and nobody's even saying who or where or what.
Yeah. We could always run an... I've got errands that could be run in the Berlin area, so, you know, we could always just go up there and check it out ourselves.
That was the exact experience I had from reading. I was getting stuff by Messenger, and they did... Gilletta, I think, was the one who did name the company eventually, and she called it... I think it was called Dirty Girl Company or something like that, which might explain why it's under attack, but I don't... I couldn't find anything about it on the internet.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I wish the North Country and the rest of the state would do more to promote, to self-promote the stuff that's happening there, because people outside of New Hampshire need to know what's happening. They need to know what activism is going on. If a business is being attacked, that should have been in the news when it was happening, not later on after it's been halfway destroyed or whatever it is that's causing this desperate post asking for help. Unfortunately, every time I ask people to report on stuff for their area, they show some level of interest, but then they don't actually follow through and do anything about it. So even though I've got bloggers at freekeen.com in Manchester and on the seacoast, right now only Derek J is the only one who's posting from the seacoast, and he's formerly from Keene. So, you know, finding people who are in the rest of the state who are willing to actually talk about what's going on is very, very, very difficult. It's frustrating. So it leaves it to you and I, Dave, and we can't handle reporting on everything.
Oh, there are a couple guys next to you that are doing it, too. But it's the 2080 rule.
Mark's not reporting on stuff going on in the seacoast and Manchester. I mean, I'm talking about people living in...
Mark?
I'm talking about people.
I am. Yeah. I don't do that.
I'm talking about people living in those areas who can report better.
Start. Please start.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate
hearing
from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. There was a free Grafton blog for a while, and it's gone. There was a free Manch blog for a while, then it went away, then it came back, then it went away again, and now it's gone for good. The whole site is, you know, unregistered at this point. I mean, I wish there was something else I could point to. Shire Liberty News is a thing, and it has existed, and it has done some reporting across the state. It still does exist.
Is that Sandy's operation?
It was Sandy's. She handed it over, I believe, to Carla Garrick, who took it over this summer and has done a couple of posts there. So Shire Liberty News, to some extent, exists, but it's not updated frequently. I couldn't tell you, you know, any headlines from it recently that have enlightened people as to what's going on in New Hampshire. But it's the only other place that exists besides freekeen.com. I mean, I wish we didn't have a centralized resource, but unfortunately, that's about all there is.
All we would really need is somebody who was willing to do just sort of, basic diary-level journaling. But I think that sort of the high level of reporting that comes out of freekeen.com might scare people off from doing something like
that. That's no excuse. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's just either people aren't interested or they're too lazy. I don't know. Or they're just too busy doing other things, and nobody has picked up that role of, hey, I want to report on all this cool stuff happening, because it is happening.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.